about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at the Kodesh Family Church Memphis by Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you hear this anointed word.
It gets sweeter and sweeter, day by day, yes it does.
Important part of the service, the word of God. Amen. The Bible tells us in Psalms 37 that the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. Amen. So when I'm hungry, my steps are naturally ordered to some food. Amen. Yes, when I need gas in my car, my steps are naturally ordered to the gas station. I don't know what you spiritually needed today, but you are here at the Kodesh Family Church. Amen. You're here at the Holy Hill, and God has given us a powerful prophet of God. Your steps have been ordered to sit under his feet. Amen. So we want you to be on your feet. Give honor where honor is due to our powerful prophet. Please welcome Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay.
Israel will call upon you this morning. We declare that you are King. You are Lord. You are holy. You are righteous. You are majestic. It's such a blessing to be associated with you, to be called your child. This morning we celebrate you, oh Father. We celebrate the kingdom of God. We say, be King and let us be subjects. We surrender to you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We pray the Lord, your word will have free course. You will have your way. You will be the subject and object of all we do and say here. Bless your people. Heal your people. Deliver, save your people. Let your perfect will be done. I bind the principalities of Memphis, and I ask that you will rule by the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. In Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. Amen. Smile at three people and tell them it's a good day. It's a day that the Lord has made. And I'm happy to be sitting by you. You can give somebody a hug. You can give a high five. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. God bless you. You may please be seated. In the presence of the Lord. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Hebrews chapter 2. Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things that we have heard, lest at any time they drift away. We drift away. Hallelujah. Okay. Bible says, don't drift away from the preaching, from the word. Okay? Don't drift away. Now, what is Brother Love? Where is he going? Please tell him to not go away. Lisa, so talk to him, yeah. Now, Bible says, for if the word spoken through angels proved steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just reward, okay? Even angels, they didn't escape when they rejected God. When the angels, Lucifer and a third of the angels rejected God, you all know what happened to them, right? They ended up in the lake. That's their destination, their destiny. Okay, they were cast out of heaven. And what was supposed to be rightfully theirs. You know, God created heaven for angels, and it was just angels. And he decided to create mankind, all right, and put them in the garden. You know the Garden of Eden? You know what Eden means? Someone should check. It means pleasure. Pleasure. Garden of pleasure. God's intention is that you will have pleasure. Bible says, in his presence there is fullness of joy, and at his right hand are pleasures evermore. His right hand is a hand of creation. The things he does is to bring you pleasure. Oh, may the Lord create more things for you in Jesus' name. Yeah. When a marriage is put together by God, there are pleasures. When a child is surrendered to God, you have pleasure in him. Yes. When God gives you a job, it's a pleasurable job. Yeah, at his right hand, there are pleasures evermore. Yeah. Sometimes the pleasure can be taken away by your attitude. You may have a very nice parent, but your attitude can rid you, can deprive you of the pleasure in that parent. You may have a nice church like our church. Clap for the Lord Jesus. But your attitude may not allow you. All right? Just the same way, God gave Adam and Eve a nice gift, Eden, even named it pleasure, but their attitude of disobedience deprived them. You will not suffer that problem in Jesus' name. So the Bible says that indeed the angels, when they rebelled, rejected God's authority, they were cast out. Now, he's saying that to go to verse 3, that even angels did not escape. Now, he says, how shall we then escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken of by the Lord Jesus Christ himself and was confirmed to us by those who heard him? Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, everyone who hears preaching of the gospel, the idea is for you to escape from something. How shall we escape if we neglect? But when you neglect, you cannot escape. What is the meaning of the word escape? Ladies and gentlemen, in this life that we are, in this church, there are always two groups of people. Those are in the world, those who will escape and those who will not. They all are based on the response to the preaching of the gospel. You know, a church should not just stand and always preach about things. I can preach about marriage, I can preach about finances, I can preach about worship, I can preach about praise, I can preach about reading the Bible, I can preach about prayer, I can preach about jobs, I can preach about grace, I can preach about love. But we should not forget that every one of these is assuming that you have escaped from the damnation. Yeah. Baseline, you cannot go into a place and just expect to enjoy the salary when first you are not enrolled in that job. When you go there and you go and eat the lunch that is given to the employees, you must want the joy and the lunch so much that you say, no, I need to be sure that I'm part of this so that I can continue to enjoy the pleasures, the benefits. What I'm trying to tell you is that the Bible says that what you must really make sure that as a word is coming, every time the word is being preached and it's being confirmed, the word first was preached by Jesus Christ, the gospel, and it was confirmed by the prophets. As I'm speaking, it's another confirmation, another statement that makes sure that you are included. And Bible says that otherwise, how shall they escape? How shall we escape? How shall we? I like the word we. All inclusive. It's talking about Hebrews. In the church, there were Hebrews first. You know, the gospel came to the land of Israel. You know, the Jews. And then Paul was telling them, guys, we who claim that the Lord is our God, we who claim that all religions came from us, we cannot just take it for granted. We must also escape the judgment. We who say we are church members, just like the Jews, we say we are in the church. And Paul made sure that he said we, not you. So as I'm speaking about you and I. We, how shall we escape if we neglect? We learn everything about love, about finances in the church, about marrying in the church, and we neglect that great sin, great salvation. How shall we escape? We will not escape. No matter how much you know about marriage, about finances, about children's upbringing, if you neglect the great salvation, you will not escape. How? It says, stop. When the Bible says how, it means what is there is no way. How? I mean, how? The God said, how? How can you expect me to let you escape? It's not possible. It's impossible. It's not possible and you can't. It's a combination word. Impossible. It's not possible to be done and you cannot change it. It's impossible. Somebody say impossible. I know you're looking in your dictionary. You may not find it, but it's a word. It's a combination word. Ladies and gentlemen, so I am trying to bring you a reminder on this Jesus Sunday that salvation does not exclude the church. Yeah. Salvation must be first to the church. Otherwise, listen, the most difficult people to win as souls are the people that were born into the church. Yes. Are the people that have been going to church for a long time. The most difficult people in those days to reach were the Pharisees, the scribes, the Sadducees. They had been to church all their lives. They were even always writing. They are scribes. They write and say, look, you go and study. You see, when you preach, you can easily preach to others and not preach to yourself. That's why Paul said, shall we. Then Paul said at one point that, I bring my body under and keep it in subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself become a castaway. The church can preach to the world and they themselves become a castaway. Say, God forbid. First Corinthians 9:27, that's what he says. Say, you must discipline my body and bring it also into subjection. Lest when I've finished preaching to others, when the church has finished its work, could it be that we will not escape or some of us will not escape? God forbid. So today I'm here to tell you that you may be in the church. You may have been born into the church. Please try and pay attention. This is what happens and you don't escape. Okay, you're on the internet and doing things and then suddenly you are missing. Say, God forbid. Please, focus. Because we take it for granted that we know it. Take it for granted. We are going to heaven. No, it's not true. Paul said we. It means Paul included himself. If the pastor is telling you that I'm preaching to myself, you better hear the preaching. Please, please, put those things that distract you. It's like, we know what he's going to say. Please, don't assume. Tell somebody, I don't know. Even if you know, the Bible says in Philippians chapter 3, verse 1, for me to preach the same thing to you, it's not grievous, but for you, it is safe. It is safe. So as you are here, you are expecting a powerful, deep message. And I'm talking about salvation. Listen. Listen. This is the foundational. Bible says that if this thing has not been established, it's useless listening to all the others. This is the escape route. I'm telling you about the escape route. Do you know something? When a plane, last week or two, there was a plane that was catching fire, right? In JFK. Do you know what? They put a raft and things like there. And they said, everybody come out. And they slid down. They left their things in there. Whatever they were going to do was useless. Whatever laptop they had was useless if they didn't escape. If they did not escape, you will not be able to use that laptop that is keeping you in the fire. Listen, Christians, if there is an escape route and we are thinking about laptop, thinking about our planes, thinking about our love, thinking about the love feast and things, it will become useless. The first thing to do is to make sure you are part of the escape. Take the escape instruction and escape route and leave everything else. Today, forget about all the nice messages. Forget about all the nice messages. Nice messages about humility. Nice message about God will favor you. The nice message about all the things. You are next in line for a breakthrough. God is about to bless you. Put it all aside. Yeah. Those are the laptops. Those are your briefcases. Those are the things you pack the cargo place. But now it's about you. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Now it's about your escape. It's about your escape. It's about your escape. Young people, it's about your escape. Pay attention. Forget about your shoes. Because it will actually be a hindrance. Bible is saying that the escape is such that even if you lose your eye, it's better. You lose your arm, is better. And then you can get to heaven with one eye rather than go to hell with two eyes. Yeah, sometimes you know too much. You have too much visions. And that is what is probably keeping you away from the salvation. Put your hands together for the great, great salvation. So how shall we escape if we've neglected the thing that is important? It's just like going to school and neglecting your books. Such great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him. Ladies and gentlemen, what's an escape? Escape, by definition. How many people, what do you think escape means? Get away from danger or threat, isn't it? Okay, so escape is to succeed in avoiding any threat of danger on your life and that of every human being. Yeah. Escape is to succeed in avoiding any threat of danger on your life. On your life. Okay. So when you say escape, how shall we escape? The message title is escape. Make sure you escape. Make sure you don't go to hell. Make sure you escape. And it's easy, I'm telling you. It's easy, but sometimes the easy things are the ones that are neglected. Yes. Escape. We neglect the easiest things. I'm telling you. What are some of the easy things we neglect? You see, you can, yeah, for example, listen, something like waking up early, you can neglect it. And that could cost you your job. Yes. Oh, yeah. You forgot to just clock in. It can cost you your job. It's easy, very easy, but that's important. Yeah, simple, but it's very important. Simple things. So, How shall we escape if we neglect so great? So that's then. So what are the things that we are supposed to actually escape? What are the dangers that we are to escape? Number one, escape the judgment of God. Romans chapter 2, verse 3. Escape the judgment of God. Romans, today is a 2-3 scriptures. Romans chapter 2, verse 3. And do you think this, O man, you who judge those practicing such things, and you're doing the same, that you will escape the judgment of God? That is to say, that church, we were preaching to others. We are trying to bring souls to the church. We are in the church already. Bible says, oh man of God, man of church, man of the Bible, man of preaching, man of Lighthouse, man of QFC, man of First Love, man of Christianity, who judges those who practice lawlessness and other things, and doing the same, that he will escape the judgment of God. Ladies and gentlemen, there are people that are in prison and in jail. When you go to 201 Poplar, there are people that belonged to the citizenry of Memphis, like you and I, but they are there. Yeah, they are restricted. They are kept night and day, locked up. They can't escape. Yeah. There are ways to keep ourselves from going into hellfire, going into 201 Poplar. If human beings can restrain lawlessness and people who don't believe in the law and in the authority and in the kingdom of Memphis, therefore, everything they disobey, they have to be locked up. Ladies and gentlemen, why do we think that God, who is called the righteous judge by name, will not judge? Yeah. I mean, let's believe it. How many of you are thieves here? Okay, let me ask you, maybe you won't. How many have stolen before? Give me a wave. You stole him before, even from the kitchen. Yeah. You have, how many have never stolen in this life? Okay. So how many have ever stolen before? Give me a wave. Ever in your life. Except. How many have ever lied in this life? When you lie, what are you called? Bible says liars will not make it. Say thieves will not make it. How many of us have ever? Some people have lifted their hands before because they know that they're part. You have been jealous before. You have been unforgiving before. Some of you, even now, you're unforgiving. Bible says, those who don't, you are like a murderer. How many have fornicated or committed adultery before? Your pastor's hand is up, so don't be afraid to lift. Fornicator before. You won't lift your hand. You've added another problem, lies, to your list of problems. You just added one more lie to your 1,000 lies because you say you've never fornicated before. But do you know that Bible says if you cast your eye lustfully on another woman, you have actually committed adultery in your heart already. So how many have committed adultery before? Aha, now you see. Some of you have to raise your hands, your legs, and raise your whole body because it's too much. Ladies and gentlemen. Say, what a shock. Listen, the nature of our sins, so natural, is such that there's no way anybody will go to heaven except an intervention is done for you. It's the truth. The way, the kind of body that Adam left us with, unless the second Adam does something. You see, there's a first Adam and second Adam. First Adam is the Adam we know, sinful. Second Adam is the Christ, the righteous one. God gave us a second chance by bringing the second Adam to recreate you. Clap for the Lord. That is what second Adam, second creation of man, second creation. I looked up. Garden of Eden is called Garden of Pleasure. Adam is called man, the kind that God created. And God got a second Adam. Look in the Bible. It's a second attempt at God for creation. God wants to recreate you and to rid you of the sins and to take away the sins that causes you not to escape the great salvation. The new creation. It's called a new creation. Yes, it's called a new creation. Unless you take on the second Adam for the... Now, the second thing you must escape is damnation. Damnation. You must escape the damnation of hell. The church must preach about hell. Listen, there are people here. All you believe is what we call the current day Hebrew, black Hebrew or something. Black Jews. You're joking. Black or yellow Jews don't mean anything. If you are not in the new creation, if the second Adam does not form in you, you can be a green Jew. Even, you're joking. It's not about black Jews or yellow Jews or what kind of juices, apple juice or whatever it is. For those of us who have, our minds have been corrupted with this kind of mentality, I was shocked when somebody says, why are they preaching a white Christianity, white Jesus? What does it matter? Color does not matter. Ladies and gentlemen, anybody that talks to you about a white religion and makes you discriminate against your Christ, it's a joker. Let me tell you, God does not have a body. Bible says God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in color as white and in black, isn't it? You're joking. It is the work of the devil to preach to you about black Jews, about yellow Jews, about white Jews. That takes you away from the real salvation, which is spiritual. God is a spirit. It's your spirit that quickeneth. It's a spirit that gives life, not your color. God is love. God is spirit. Two things. That takes away discrimination. God is spirit and God is love. Both of them takes away color. And let no demon come and take your salvation away so that you can't escape the great salvation. It's a demonic scripture that is preached. It's nowhere in the Bible. Nowhere in the Bible. It makes you neglect that great salvation. It's a great salvation, and you will never escape so long as you keep thinking about black juice, yellow juice, apple juice, orange juice. I'm telling you, Paul was preaching to the Jews because they were about to enter, because they were neglecting it and sticking to this juice. I don't know who this juice nonsense. There's no color. In the kingdom, there is neither Jew nor Greek, neither male nor female, for we are all one in Christ. Clap for Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, let no man deceive you because of the simplicity of the gospel. Let no man deceive you. It's a spirit, an evil spirit, so that you focus on color. Jesus was white. Nonsense. Jesus was black. Nonsense. It does not matter. Jesus was just a representation. Came in the flesh. He was not even flesh. Bible says conceived of the Virgin Mary. Conceived of the Holy Ghost. Born of the Virgin Mary, but conceived of the Holy Ghost. He just had to take somebody, a body and come. But the spirit is what conceived Jesus. First Adam was formed by the spirit. Second Adam was formed by the spirit. Both of them. Only two people in this life. Genesis 2:7. God made man out of the dust of the ground and breathed in him the breath of life. Man became a living soul. The spirit of God made the first Adam. There are only two people that have no color, nothing associated with them. First Adam, by the spirit of God breathed in him. And second Adam, by the Holy Ghost actually coming upon Mary and causing him to conceive. There is no flesh, no color, nothing. If you don't focus on the spirit and you focus on just the flesh and start analyzing things with the flesh, you will not escape. Clap for the Lord Jesus. May everyone here escape in Jesus' name. So, ladies, if you don't, then you're going to the fire. But you should not get there. But I'm bringing you a solution. The solution is one. When Adam got corrupted by, or Eve, by Satan, it was not the flesh. The color was the same. When they leave you to talk about color, Sunday morning is the most segregated. Black person with black sheep. White person with white sheep. It's wrong. It's a sign that we haven't understood. But the truth is that Satan corrupted the spirit that made Adam, the first Adam, enjoy the pleasure and become a child of God. Yeah. He's called the Son of God. In Luke chapter 3, the last verse, he says, and Adam, also called the Son of God. Adam, Enos, the son of Adam, and Adam, Seth, the son of Adam. Even Cain and Abel. Abel was killed. Cain was not put there, firstborn. It had to be Seth, the thirdborn, through whom Jesus came. Enoch, the son of Seth. Seth, the son, thirdborn of Adam. And Adam, the son of God, because he didn't have a father. Yeah. Jesus, the same thing, the son of God. God wants you to become the son of God. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Jesus Christ came to point us to the Father. That's how you'll escape. And it's only by the blood. Bible says in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22, and without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. There is no remission. There is no remission. There is no remission without the shedding of blood. And the blood, Bible says in Leviticus chapter 7, verse 11, that the life of the flesh is in the blood. And I have given you that blood to make atonement for your soul. 17:11. For only by the blood will there be atonement for your soul. Only by the blood. For it is the blood that makes atonement for your soul. Ladies and gentlemen, the blood, I'm not talking about the blood of bulls and goats. I'm talking about the blood of Jesus Christ. Only the blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse you and make you spiritually ready. That's the gospel. That's the good news. Anybody that neglects the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, you have neglected great salvation, which was preached. I'm preaching the blood. I'm not preaching color. I'm not preaching black Hebrews, yellow Hebrews. I'm not preaching any of that. The blood of Jesus Christ. What can wash your sins away? Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Nothing. Nothing but the blood. It took the blood. Jesus had to come, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. The blood, the blood, the blood. Accept that it's not your righteousness. Even if you, for the whole week, you've never sinned, I can assure you, it's just a minute away. You are still a sinner. And that sin cannot. I checked the meaning of atonement. It means to block off, to blot away. It means to make compensation for. Yes. You read a clip, clasp on it and then show it. It means to reborn, repair, reestablish, renew, make new again. Yeah. To purge. So many words. To cover. To expiate, whatever it means. To condone, say, I'm condoning. It's okay. Play on, play on, play on, play on. To appease. You're not playing well, but the referee, the coach says, play on, play on, play on. To cleanse. It's like he's sin. You say he's a sinner, but I'm saying he should play on. To cleanse. To disannul our sins. To forgive. To be merciful. Clap for Jesus' blood. Ladies and gentlemen. We are talking about we, not them, we. Today, I present to you the blood of Jesus Christ. The only way you will escape that great salvation. and you are here, do not pretend it's for somebody else. It's you. It's me. It's you. It's all of us. Tell somebody, I am included. I need the blood of the pigeon. Bible, you see, the blood was not, it was the blood, called the blood of the sprinkling. Whenever anything has to be sprinkled, it means a lot of people need it. Yeah, it's indiscriminate. Give me some water. When you give me water, instead of pouring it in your mouth, I sprinkle it. It means I have a wide area. There was a time that we were having a service. And as we're having the service, the people were so much. The pastor could not lay hands on hundreds of people. He brought a can of sprinkler. And he put the oil in the sprinkler and then just sprayed. Yeah. Sorry. Fool. Yeah. May you be part of that blood. May you be part of that blood. In the name of Jesus. The blood of the sprinkling. The blood of the sprinkling. In the name of Jesus Christ. When the Bible calls the blood of the sprinkling, bring it up. Why are you quiet? Hebrews talks about the blood of the sprinkling. He said, when we gather and the Spirit of the Lord was us, and the Spirit of just men made perfect, and then comes the blood of the sprinkling. It's for a lot. We are there. Just men made perfect are there. The Holy One of Israel is there. The assembly, the congregation of the saints. But Jesus still says, we need the blood of the sprinkling. The blood of the sprinkling, King James, and more specifically. Yeah, you need it. 12, it's chapter 12 and verse 24. Yeah, an assembly, the general assembly, and the blood of the sprinkling. Ladies and gentlemen, may the blood sprinkle in your direction. May you accept what your role is, to accept the blood. Not to accept your works. This your self-righteousness won't tell you and just take you anywhere. I'm not good enough. I cannot be better than the blood of Jesus. And you cannot. From today, may you always depend on the blood. Do not let the devil rob you of heaven by telling you you don't make it because of your history of fornication. We make an attempt to align in obedience, but real forgiveness cometh by the blood. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And you need to accept it. No matter how long you've been in the church, no matter how long you pray, no matter how many messages you preach, no matter how great your holiness, you cannot be holier than the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. You don't need to do anything. You just need to believe and receive. Bible says in John 1:12, verse 11, it says, he came to his own and his own received him not. He came to his church received him not. But as many as received him, he gave the power to become the sons or children of God, even to them that believed on his name. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to go for the basic, for the prerequisite, for the foundational truth of the gospel. It's for you before it's for outside there. Let not the dogs eat the bread of the children. You are that child. Rise to your feet. Put your hands together for Jesus. Put your hand on your heart. Today, whoever you are, align yourself to the basic truth of the gospel, the good news. Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners. Paul said, of whom I am chief. The preacher said, he's chief. How much more you? The one who brought us the gospel after Jesus Christ. Bible says Jesus Christ began to teach it. And then those who had interaction, they continued. Paul said he's chief. I don't know what better word than chief. You are the chiefest. Chiefermost. Just like me. If Paul needed the blood, you and I need it. I want you to make a commitment to the blood. Don't assume that, oh, I'm already there. So this one is just a motion thing. Please, make it as if you've never been born again. It's you. It's better to be safe than to be sorry. Because when the rapture takes place, I can assure you, like the five virgins and the five wise and five, 50% may easily not go. But not in this church. I said not in this church. Today, I want not just the new people, but all of us to make a commitment in case. When I got born again, every Sunday, I used to confess to Jesus that let the blood do his work on me. It's time to do it one more time. It's time to be sure of your salvation. It's time to escape in case today is your last day you live on this earth. It's time, even if you will live for 10, 20, 50 more years, it's time to live a life of a son, a daughter of God, rather than an assumed stepchild who has no link to the inheritance. Put your hand on your heart and speak to the Lord in the private. Tell the Lord, I'm here. I don't know my status. All I can do is believe. I've never really made that secure statement, but today I make it. Lord, look in my heart. You are the one who will know whether I'm born again or not. Tell the Lord. Lord, I'm speaking as if I'm not born again. If I'm born again, fine. But I do not want to take any chances. Father, under the sound and the sprinkling of the blood, may you speak and assign me to the pleasure of the Eden that you created through the second Adam. The first Adam failed, and therefore I'm a failed being. But then came the second Adam with the blood. The blood that is not fleshly blood, because it was not formed by human flesh. That blood is a spiritual blood, totally different from the blood of goats or any human being's blood, because it was not formed by flesh and blood. That blood is not blood, but it is actually the cleanser. Jesus Christ, Mary did not sleep with Joseph. Therefore, that blood is not a common blood. It's not common blood. It is special blood. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Not the blood of Paul. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Ask the Lord, wash me by the blood of Jesus Christ. Cleanse me by the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, wash my spirit so that my flesh does not get in the way. Let my spirit be the new birth spirit. Bible says that which is born of the flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Father, I pray for the new birth for myself, spiritual birth for myself, cleansed by the blood of Jesus, and let that birth come to everyone here under the sound of my voice. Begin to confess, Father, I need the blood of Jesus Christ. Speak for yourself. Father, I need it. Let the blood cleanse me and wash me. I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Savior. He was not born by man. He just came by natural happening so that he will have the right to do what he came to do. But I testify that his blood is supernatural. And he needed to do it once. Let that work of the blood come upon my life and upon everyone here under the sound of my voice. From today, I surrender in faith to the gospel, to the dealings of God, not of black juice or yellow juice. And Father, by faith, I accept the cleansing influence of the blood of Jesus Christ. Make me a new believer. Write my name in the book of life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Now, if you think you gave your life to Jesus Christ by this, whoever you are, you believe that you did the right thing, lift up your hand. You won't lift up your hand. It doesn't, I'm not talking the first time. You see, that's the assumption of the Pharisee. I'm not talking the first time. I'm talking the sure time. It's not the first time. I don't care how many times. I'm saying that do it properly again. Don't be a Pharisee. I'm telling you, don't be a Pharisee. Because I've seen it before. The Pharisees were the best Christians of the day. Christians in quotes. But they were not going anywhere. Bible calls it the leaven of the Pharisees. The leaven. The leaven means something that makes big, but it's not. That is air. The leaven of the Pharisees. Jesus was giving true bread. And people were talking about the Pharisees. Jesus said, the leaven. Leaven is what making you think that you can make the bread big by the leaven. But I'm giving you miraculous bread. Father, I pray, take away the spirit of the Pharisee and save us. Save us for real. From today, I am committed to you. Even if I did it already, Lord, it's safe for me to do it again. Accept me in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Please. Please. If you are here and you have never gone through any teachings of discipleship, and you really are convinced in your heart that this time that you said it for real, and you want discipleship, lift up your hand. You are here like that. You said, this time, now that I've heard this message, I'm going to do it right. I'm a disciple now, but I want to be sure that I know the right things, and I want to be discipled. Lift up your hand. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I see several. God bless you. You want to be discipled. One. God bless you. One, two, three, four, five. Lift up. You want to be discipled. You want to do it right once and for all. Lift up your hand. Come. Come. Come to me. Come to clap for them. Come to me. Those who want to be discipled, come. Come to me. Come. 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 I'm serious. Come. Come. Something great. You want to be discipled. For sure, this time, no mistakes again. You want to be discipled
today.
Yeah, I know you're born again, but you want discipleship that keeps you going. That keeps you going. Walk up to the front. You want to be a disciple. To be discipled, a 4-week discipleship program. Come, come. Walk up. I'm sure there are at least 2 more people there. You want to be discipled. Walk up to the front. It doesn't matter your age. Walk up to the front.
Jesus,
you want to be discipled. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your hands. Father, I pray. These want not just salvation, but to be used of you to establish others. Help them and anoint them to do it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, all of you here, there's a 4-week discipleship course. Every Monday at 6 o'clock, right? 6 to 7. We want you to come. For 4 weeks, only 1 month, you'll be different. And after that, you'll get what we call the Holy Ghost baptism. Those who of you have Holy Ghost baptism, you will have other gifts. Discernment of spirit and all that. Discipleship to make you an effective person. Clap for the Lord Jesus Christ. So after church, please give everybody a book. That is your initiation book. Okay? You use this book to come for the Monday teaching. They should meet us where? Please open the door. No, it's not celebration. Master said, right there. You see that door? The second, open that door inside there. That second door. We're meeting right after church for a few minutes. Okay? Be there and God bless all of you. You'll be different. You'll be sharp. You'll be solid and stable. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. I want to meet you right there with Lady Pastor. God bless you. Please be seated. Clap for the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's take our communion quickly. Communion quickly. Quickly. What a blessing. Is it a good message? It may be basic, but please be fast with the communion. You're too slow. Communion, ladies. You're too slow. Powerful. Ladies and gentlemen, communion is to establish the fact that now you are taking the blood. Do you now know how supernatural the blood is? 2 types of blood. Adam's blood and Jesus' blood. But Adam's blood was corrupted. The life is in the blood. And that blood was corrupted in Adam. The life of the flesh is in the blood. It was corrupted. But Jesus' blood was not. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Now, let's all partake in this. Please. All right. When you get the communion, please rise to your feet. The communion. Are there not other people who can serve? All right. Beautiful.
The blood that Jesus shed for me. Way back on Calvary, oh, the blood that gives me strength.
For them.
From day to day, it will never lose its power.
Say, this is the body of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray over the body and the blood. Make it supernatural to establish us in Jesus' name. The body of Jesus Christ. Amen. Take the blood. Say, this is the blood of Jesus Christ. I believe in the blood to cleanse me. The blood of Jesus Christ. Amen.
For your
put your
blessing.
Hand on your heart. Let's receive a short prayer from our bishop.
Father, let a blessing
lift
fall
hands
upon everyone here.
I receive it.
Who has bothered to come here today.
Amen.
Let us become one big family.
Amen.
Let nothing be able to divide us.
Amen.
Keep us in your love.
Amen.
Keep us in your blessing.
Amen.
And keep us in your healing.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, Lord, we ask for a divine covering.
Amen.
For all the multitudes that are here today.
Amen.
Save and keep us.
Amen.
By your mighty hand.
Yes, Lord.
Cursed be whatever threatens your servants and those that love you.
Yes, Lord.
And blessed be those that love your work and your will.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for this blessing.
Thank you for this blessing.
On this great multitude.
Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus. And everyone said, amen.
Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus.
We believe that the word of God has come through to you and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive this and every Sunday at 9:45 a.m. Be blessed.